Hebrews, "The mighty God's word is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword." So it mentions a sword. Perhaps this is the mighty God's sword. But listen to this. Mighty God's word. Mighty God's sword. Mighty God's word. Mighty God's sword. It's mighty God's word we've been looking for. Not mighty God's sword. I've got it wrong. That's the treasure we've been looking for all along. And we found it. We weren't looking for the mighty God's sword at all. It wasn't a sword, but a book. It's powerful because it's God's word. This is the treasure the desert detectives have been looking for. That's interesting. Mighty God's word have got the same books in it that I've got on my Bible bookcase. I sent the detectives off to find the mighty God's word, and I had it here all along, silly old me. The mighty God's word is the Bible. All the different parts, including the history books, the wisdom books, the law and the prophecy. They all tell us what God is like and what he wants us to be like. But hang on. Even when they had all of this power and information in front of them, the people we've heard about so far still managed to get it wrong. They disobeyed God's laws and they ignored his prophets. But God never gave up. Instead, he made a new agreement with his people. And the second half of the Bible tells us about it. In fact, we can find out more from it. Let's have a look at some of the books in our New Testament. Let's try John. Let me have a look in my Bible catalogue. So it says here that in the book of John, it says the Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him all the kindness and the truth of God have come down to us. Hey, the mighty God's word isn't just a book. It's a real life person. God didn't just tell people his word. He showed them. God's son, Jesus, came to live on earth so that people could get to know him. They could watch him, see what he did, listen to the things he said. Some of the people who knew Jesus, who'd heard a lot about him, wrote books about him. Their names were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the blue books on my Bible bookcase. Let's look and see what John has to say. He says, "The Word became a human being and lived here with us." Did you know that Jesus came into the world just like you and I did? He was born as a baby. Matthew and Luke tell us about it in their books. An angel came to visit a young woman called Mary and her future husband Joseph, and he told them Mary was going to have God's baby, and they were to name him Jesus, which means God saves. When Jesus was born, God put a special star in the sky to show where Jesus was, and he sent loads of angels and shepherds to worship him. One day, when Jesus was older, he went up a mountain to pray. Suddenly, his face looked different, and his clothes became bright. And a flash of lightning, then a cloud surrounded them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." John was there, And perhaps he's remembering this when he wrote, "We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father." Or perhaps John was remembering some of the great miracles Jesus did, things that only God could do. Jesus showed God's glory by doing amazing things. For example, he fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And another time, he made a storm stop just by telling it to. Jesus also made a lot of sick people better, which showed God's love and kindness, as well as all of his glory. John wrote about that too. From him, all the kindness and all the truth of God came down to us. People learned about God by watching what Jesus did. And they all learned a lot from the stories Jesus told. Stories like the one about the sheep that got lost, or the Samaritan woman who was rescued by a man who was attacked by robbers. Jesus' stories always had lessons. If you listen carefully, stories like that are called parables, and the Gospels are full of them. But even though Jesus clearly showed God's glory and kindness and truth, not everyone liked him. Just like people before had rejected God's word in the law and the prophets, some people also rejected Jesus, the living word. And while the crowds were cheering as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, his enemies were plotting to get rid of him. In Jerusalem, Jesus and his friends ate a special Passover meal together. And Jesus said that in the future, it would remind them of God rescuing the people of Egypt. They would remember Jesus too, and the bread and the wine would remind them of his body and his blood. Jesus' friends were puzzled. Was Jesus saying that he would save people just like God had done? They couldn't imagine how Jesus would do this, especially after the meal when his enemies turned up with an armed mob and took him away. His friends wanted to fight, but Jesus went with the army peacefully. Jesus' enemies falsely accused him of crimes against God, and they told the Roman authorities that he deserved to be killed. When the Roman governor questioned Jesus, he realized that he hadn't done anything wrong, but he was scared of the mob and agreed to have him whipped and spat on. He put a purple robe on him and made a crown of thorns for him to wear. They nailed him to a wooden cross and left him there to die. When Jesus died, it went dark for 3 hours, even though it was the middle of the day. 3 days later, though, Jesus' friend Mary went to cry at the tomb where Jesus had been buried. But when she got there, the tomb was empty. All that was in the tomb were the cloths. One had been wrapped around his head, which was separate from the larger pile of cloths, which had been round his body. Perhaps that's the cloth that the desert detective sent me. Anyway, Mary thought someone had stolen his body. But Jesus came back, and he spoke to her. He was alive. He'd definitely been dead when they buried him, but now Jesus was alive. Later on, Jesus saw his friend Thomas as well, And he met two other people walking down the road. In fact, at least 500 people saw Jesus alive again. After that, Jesus went up to heaven to be with God. But he told his followers he would send his Holy Spirit to be with them. We're going to stand together and sing a song now about this great Jesus, this living word, this powerful God's word. So let's stand, and we're going to do an action song now that uses sign language. It's called King of Love. It goes, King of Love, praise you. King of Love, worship you. King of Love, thank you. I'm treasure in your eyes. We could go to the next slide. Perfect. Jolly good show, old chap. I know my heart will love you forever. I know your word, I'll always be your child. I know my soul is safe for eternity because you hold me close in your arms. Shall we give it a go? Well, shall we? Your kingdom here. Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to have a time of prayer led by some of our children. So where are all our children that are going to come and do our prayers? Fantastic.
Thank you.
Let's pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for making this camp such a big success and for all the help that has been put and work that has been put into it. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for all the leaders who help at Holiday Club, and please keep it going for years to come. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, let people not have nightmares. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for all the food and water that we have. Amen.
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 Dear God, your light shines upon my world. Thank you for the sun and the rain. Thank you for my family and friends. May your name be praised forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for my family. Amen.
Thank you, God, for giving us sun and rain. Thank you for family and friends. Thank you, God, for fun and land. Thank you, for God, for good.
Dear Lord, thank you for all the good things in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for doing kind things for people who are poor and weak. You do some things for these people and change their lives from bad to good. Thank you for doing this, my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for helping people who aren't as lucky as us. Also, thank you for other people helping each other and helping wildlife. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, I wish everybody could have fun and be safe.
Dear God, I hope you are having a good time in heaven and you are having loads of donuts and ice cream. And if you didn't know, it's raining and we're getting wet. And now there's a pie man. Thanks for life. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for the chance to take part in Holiday Club this year and for all the leaders for helping us. Amen.
Amen.
So we're all going to join together now to say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Should we do a quiz?